Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
If you're wondering why Mike sounds a little different, with a little added effect on his voice, like the internet from Windows 95, we're going virtual this time around. It makes it a little easier on me and Mike to get our times together. Plus, everybody's doing it, right?
Yeah.
We're not the first. We won't be the last. So in this episode, we have a special guest, Mike. I'm talking about my son, Connor.
Hello.
He is in studio with us. For today's topic, we're going to be talking about our opinions of the Xbox Series X and the PS5. Mike, we got the Xbox Series X and you got the PS5.
Finally, I did it.
It only took you 4 years.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Yeah, you came through. You did it. Ryan got his.
Yeah.
Our friend Ryan. I say we just jump right into it. Would you like to start on your end, Mike, and go with your first impressions of the PS5? Let's start from the very beginning, the unboxing. How was it when you finally received that golden child?
I guess to go back a little bit, I was obviously had no luck pre-ordering. And a matter of fact, I thought I had luck pre-ordering, but turns out it was a scam on Walmart by some guy who was trolling people. And so I had a plan for launch night that I was going to stay up no matter how late and try to grab one. Around 1:46 in the morning, I just so happened to be on PlayStation Direct, their website. It automatically reloaded up and put me in a queue. And I was like, oh, okay. Because really, I was waiting on Target. It put me in this queue, and I was in it for like 2 minutes, and it took me right to the page where I could buy one. So I did it, and I put in my credit card information. I'm going as fast as I can. I'm like having a panic attack doing it, making sure everything's right. And it freezes.
Oh.
And it boots me back into the queue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was in the queue again for, it was probably about another half hour.
Now, is this a work day?
Yes, this was a work day. This was a work night.
That is dedication.
So I'm back in this queue, and slowly I see it start shrinking. Meanwhile, I keep checking Target on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It loads up again. It puts me back in to where I can buy it. So same thing. I'm panicking. I'm typing everything as fast as I can. I'm putting in my address wrong. I get to the place order.
Are you a male or female? I'm a female.
Oh my God. I'm both. What is happening? So finally it gets to the place order. I click it and it goes through, and I was like, oh my God, is it? Did I do it? Then I was like double checking, like my, make sure I put in my address right and everything. And so then like about 3 or 4 days later, FedEx guy pulls up and he's carrying this large, massive box.
Nice.
And hands it to me, and I open it up and I take the PlayStation box out, and it's rather boring. It's a very boring box.
Yeah, I mean, looking online. I was curious myself because we didn't get one. We probably won't for a while just because the Series X was, you know, what we went with first. But just from watching a lot of the videos, yeah, I had that same kind of reaction to it. Was just kind of a, you know, very straightforward box.
Yeah, it was a very plain box. And, you know, you didn't have, like, usually with systems, like on the back of the box, they'll have like little like screenshots from games that are either coming out or are available for it. And there's none of that. So that was rather boring, but, you know, whatever. It's just a box.
Was, like, the insides, was it pretty easy to pull out?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very easy. Like, one kind of big shell just kind of slides out, and it's got the system and the controller in it. And the first thing I notice is the massive, massive size of the system itself. Mm. It is monstrous.
And you got the disc version or the digital?
I ended up getting the disc version because the digital was practically impossible to get a hold of.
Okay.
And
is that what Ryan got as well?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah. He got the disc version as well.
Well, that's right, because he had to move his TV to fit the thing underneath it, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the PlayStation 5, where you have to remodel your house to...
I had to build an addition.
See our morning room? That was for the PS5.
Yeah, that's for the PlayStation 5, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a monstrous system. It's the largest video game system, I think, there is, or it has to be close to, because it is huge. Obviously, it sits two ways. There's a stand that kind of rests on the bottom. It's like a round kind of stand that you can lay it flat down.
Is that what you did, or did you stand it up?
I have no place to stand the World Trade Center up in my living room, so so I laid it as flat as it would go. The stand's kind of weird when you lay it that way. It's just a weird shaped.
Oh, cool. You guys put your Christmas tree up. No, that's Mike's PS5.
It looks like an air purifier. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's really weird. The system, however, as far as it runs, I had gotten a Kobe edition of NBA 2K, so I could have the free next-gen upgrade, so I'd have 2K to play when I got the system. So that's the first game I downloaded. And it gives you another free game to play. It's like some Astrobot or something like that, which is kind of like a tutorial game of the system and its features and whatnot.
Yeah.
The first thing that stands out to me with the PlayStation is the loading times. In NBA 2K, there is no loading time at all. You go from, like, I'm playing the My Career mode. You go from picking what game you want to play, and you go to press My Career, goes right to your career, goes right to the calendar, play next game, goes right into your character running out of the tunnel for shoot around. Like, no loading time. Like, that's just awesome. Right to it. It's amazing.
Now, what kind of TV are you using? Do you have a 4K?
I do not have a 4K TV yet. It's just a standard HD Samsung smart TV.
And are you able to tell a huge difference between 4 and 5?
There's definitely noticeable differences. I think we're finally getting to that point where the gap isn't quite as big as it used to be from like Nintendo to Super Nintendo to N64 to get, you know, where you're not seeing that huge leap graphically.
There's a very small margin of improvement.
Yeah, I mean, there's definite improvement, but it's not as overwhelming as it used to be.
Yeah.
But for me, at least right now, the thing that really steals the show with this system is the controller.
That's what I hear. A buddy of mine up at GameStop, he said the same thing. He said the controller is just like mind-blowing.
Yeah, the controller is amazing. It has its own updates, which may be annoying, but... It's the first time I've ever seen a controller have updates. Like it just had one yesterday. The trigger buttons, whenever you shoot, the triggers vibrate like you're actually like shooting a gun. And sometimes they like the trigger will resist you. Like if, in 2K, for instance, if you're trying to play defense and someone sets a pick on you and you're like holding turbo down, it won't let you hold turbo down as far because you're getting like someone set a pick on you.
Oh, wow.
It's just those little things that just make it so more like you're in it,
yeah,
you know?
That's a wow.
Yeah, the controller is amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely something in the future I'm going to pick up. It'll happen eventually, so I'm excited to feel, you know, all the feels that everybody's feeling right now.
You know what, though? This is probably going to surprise you when I say this because I've worked so hard to try to get one. There's a part of me that kind of regrets not waiting just because you hear the stories of people having issues with their systems. Yeah. Like, knock on wood, I've only had one thing happen to it. I had it in rest mode and it shut off on its own at some point, like in the middle of the night. And that's only happened once.
Yeah, I'm hearing some things between a couple of the games, like Spider-Man, people are having it crash on them during the game, but then it starts back up, but it just, you know, yeah, I've heard a couple things from that, but as to be expected, I guess, you know, early bugs and everything. You would always hope that they work everything out immediately. You have how many years to work on this thing where you don't have, you know, any bugs? But I guess minimal bugs is better than a ton of them, you know, but...
Yeah, and obviously, you know, another thing, too, is the lack of launch titles.
I
guess I wasn't fully aware
of
how little there was that are just, like, PS5 exclusive in terms of launch.
Right.
Everything else is PS4 or PS5, you know? Like, so they're not going to be as graphically strong as they should be, with maybe an exception of the Spider-Man game, which looks beautiful.
And that's, I pick up a copy of Cyberpunk today. I noticed it'll play on the Series X with, you know, improved everything and all that, but it wasn't, you know, exclusively made for the Series X. I'm just assuming that's because Cyberpunk's been in the works for about 12 years, you know, pushed back 25 times, and it was supposed to be made just for the Xbox X.
But, I mean, other than those things, I mean, I probably could have waited a couple months longer.
Yeah.
What the thing I can't wait to see is, like, the next version of this PlayStation and how small it's going to be compared to the warehouse that is the current PlayStation 5.
Well, I'll let you know, because that's probably going to be the version I get. The PS5
Slim. And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a huge, huge machine.
And that'll be, by the time I go to get it, my trade value for my PS4 will be about $4.
If GameStop's still around.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll give you this store. You can have the store. Give you the store for your PlayStation 4.
Oh, man. We're going to move over to the Series X with Connor. So we'll start from the beginning where I got out of work a little bit early to go pre-order the Series X and wanted that to kind of be a surprise for Connor that I went and did that. And Then the debacle that was the pre-orders of crashing and having to buy a bundle and instead of just the system and, you know, $850 later, and then we didn't receive the Xbox Series X till about 9 days later, which kind of defeated the purpose of buying the bundle, which ensued the trying to return everything except for the system, which went round and round and round till I eventually ended up with store credit. I know I was telling Connor, because he's doing virtual school, I kind of told him, I was like, just wait until I get home. You know, I want to see the unboxing. I didn't want to, like, put it like that. But he's like, no, I'm just going to open it now. I'm like, but you're in school. He's like, I'm on a break. I'm like, dang it. So so I didn't really get to see the actual unboxing. So I'll let Connor, if you would describe your thoughts of receiving the box and how everything was presented.
Just got done with my Zoom call, and I came out of the shower, and my dad texts me, there's something at the door. And, you know, my Zoom's about to start, and I'm in a rush, and I click on the Zoom, and I'm waiting, and then I go get my Xbox while I'm waiting for my teacher to start the meeting. And, you know, I'm super excited, and pick it up. It's a pretty big box, not gonna lie. And I take it out to my room. My Zoom call starts. I'm sitting there opening it on the Zoom.
Nice.
And, yep. My teacher, he questioned me, but I told him, and he's like, "Wow, that's awesome." And he told me I had to present in front of the whole class. And thanks, man. Anyways, it's a pretty big box.
As like a punishment, or like?
I mean, for me, but for him, he doesn't want to see what I'm doing. But I was just opening on the Zoom, and it's a big box, and there's a ton of, like, protection, and, yeah, you got the four foam corners on it to protect, you know, the corners, and you got, like, these, like, blue, like, air pillows, you know, all this stuff, you know, it's crazy, super well protected, and the box looked, I mean, it wasn't, like, super crazy, but it looked pretty cool. It had, like, Halo and Master Chief on it.
Yeah, again, no pictures, though, on the back, right? Just the picture of Master Chief?
It had Master Chief. That's,
did it have pictures of the games, though?
No.
I don't think it did.
No,
yeah.
I don't think it did. But
at least they had something, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It looked original, but it still looked pretty cool. And,
yeah,
you know, I opened it, and very carefully. It wasn't super hard to open. It wasn't complicated.
And that's, can I interject real quick? Because I noticed when I got home, and when I was trying to salvage through what was left of the opening, I tried to, like, piece it back together to kind of reimagine what it was like to open up the Series X for the first time. But I did notice there were, like, labels all around.
Oh, yeah.
The box, like, there was, like, six or eight of them.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, only because I like to, Mike, I don't know if you're the same, but I like to save the boxes.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I do.
Yeah, and I want a, like, a nice, clean box for presentation. So with all those, they were clear, but they were, like, a hazy clear. They weren't, you know, if that makes sense, it's like, you know, they were hazy. They weren't absolutely clear. So in order to have a nice clean box, you had to peel them off. So I started peeling them off very carefully, one by one. All of them came off pretty clean, except for one started to pull the freaking box off.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. So I'm going to have to, that little piece did, it didn't come off, it didn't rip, but it, like, pulled off of the cardboard, like that outer layer. So I'll have to, like, super glue that down. Anyway, yeah, I did notice all the, seems like they did protect the system very well, which is good.
Yeah.
They probably just realize, you know, a lot of these are going to get shipped because of everything going on with the pandemic. They probably realize with all the shipments about to happen, we need to really make sure this thing is packed in tight.
I opened it super clean. I had no cuts in the cardboard, and, you know, there's a couple of tape pieces, and, you know, unfold everything. And a lot of people hate on, like, the look because, you know, it kind of looks like a refrigerator or whatever.
I like it.
I like it because, you know, a PC is kind of the exact same. I know PC, you have, like, the window, and it looks really cool, but, I mean, it's basically like a PC, and I've seen people customize it, and, you know, there's, like, a glass window exactly like a PC. I thought it looks really cool. I thought it looks better than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, because I like that version. It sits well on your desk, and
it
fits well.
No, I think it's actually, if you think about it as a PC-minded thing, it's actually a little bit smaller than a PC. Mm-hmm. I think PC towers are actually a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And louder for the most part. Go. This Xbox is so quiet. Like,
you can't hear anything. It's literally, there's no sound. There's no sound.
No, and
The 5 is really cool. Yeah, 5 makes no noise either.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and I noticed, like, the top, like the grid, I always thought that was a light shining from the inside, but it's actually just painted on there.
Yep.
It's kind of a little deceiving thing, but still cool. I got really worried the first night because Connor, you know, plugged it in, started playing, and I thought that thing heated up like 150 degrees, and I'm like freaking out, like, oh, it shouldn't be this warm. And then we're seeing all the fake videos of, like, the kid who
the smoke coming out, the vape.
Put a vape.
So here I'm freaking out, like, it's overheating, not realizing that where normally there'd be the power pack that plugs into the wall with the cord on the back of the machine, that mm-hmm. box is actually inside the machine now, so that way there's no large box outside of the system. In order to do that, it runs really warm, which is why that fan is running constantly and blowing the smoke, or blowing the smoke, blowing the heat out of the machine. But yeah, so it's just completely normal, but I was freaking out for no reason, but especially after seeing the troll videos. But when you started up, how was the experience?
Basic intro, nothing super special, just good outline of what it is and get in the game. It just, I mean, it looks like the Xbox One interface.
Yeah, is that good or bad? I like it.
I'm glad they don't change it, because I hate when consoles do that and just update it and consistently change it. Like, I just want it to be the same, because, you know, you change it every once, like a year, 6 months, not like every month. It's annoying.
Yeah. Mike, did they change the interface on the PS5?
Slightly, but it didn't lose the core of what it was. They just kind of added to it and made it, if anything, a little easier to navigate.
Okay. That's good. Gameplay, any differences when you've played your games now?
Yeah, there's definitely a difference with like the pixels and obviously the refresh rate. I used to have a 4K TV and, you know, I really didn't know anything about like frames, anything, no statistic, but it can only run at 60 frames, and this Xbox runs at 120 mm-hmm. if you have a TV or monitors to support that. You know, I got a monitor that can run at 120. So
big difference.
Yes, it's obviously not 4K. It doesn't look as good, but in my opinion, it looks better, just because the screen is smaller, so the pixels are smaller, which makes everything look better.
Which makes it better. Exactly. So let me ask you this, Connor, as somebody who's, I've grown up playing video games on a television, and I am currently thinking about getting a monitor now and have a nice little desk set up. Was it tough for you to make the adjustment from playing on a big TV to a monitor, or was that just not even think about it?
I didn't even think about it. I had a monitor at my mom's house before I had one at my dad's house, and it's not a good one. It's 60 frames, and it sucks. It's my old brother's one. He got like 5 years ago. It's really bad. It's just, I would say the height of it. There's obviously monitors you can adjust, so that's a plus. But yeah, I want to say there's no difference at all. Honestly, it's a lot better. You get used to it really quickly.
One of the big things is the response time.
Yeah, millisecond.
Yeah, so the response times are always better on the monitors as opposed to
frames too, because 4K can only, it caps out at 60 frames, when if you want a good monitor, it usually is 144 frames.
There you go, Mike. Yeah, we caught a good deal.
I have one picked out.
Oh, you do? You?
I haven't got it yet, but it's the one I want to get.
And you've done your research, Mike?
I have. I'm just at that point though where I'm like, is the screen gonna be too small for me to get used to playing on it, or will I be sitting so close that it won't even make a difference? You know? So,
what size did you go with?
It's an Asus 28.
28.
That's pretty big for a monitor. Not, it doesn't seem like it, but I think mine's 24 or 27.
Yeah, 24.
There's not that much of a difference, to be honest. But.
Quick question: what's the difference between that model of Xbox and the lesser version of it? Is it kind of like the digital and?
Oh yeah, like the digital version of it, and same thing. It's the same.
I'm pretty sure it's the same as, I think, it's just, you know, this thing can take disc, and the digital obviously only has digital. Yeah.
Price point and all that. Mm-hmm. Only difference.
I read that Sony was actually almost losing money on the digital edition.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Which is why they're harder to find.
It makes sense. I mean, if you're going to lose money, look at Sega with the Dreamcast, you know, and they were only losing like $5 a system, and that hurt them. But obviously, Sony's not really hurting that bad, so they can afford it. And especially with the PlayStation 3 debacle, where I think they were losing like $200 mm-hmm. or $300 per system.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
That was insane. Yeah, it would make sense. Maybe they try to get it in the hands of people off the bat just to promote, and then back it off and not put as many out. With the Series X, the load times, just like the PS5, is unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. The GTA usually takes, it feels like 10 minutes, but...
Oh my God, right?
It's like 3 minutes, around there on the normal Xbox. Now it's like 39, 40 seconds. You're just in the game. It's crazy.
And they have some weird, it's not weird, but where you can switch between games.
Yeah, you can play a game and go straight to another game.
Without even loading.
It's like another tab open, basically.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yeah. See, they're just more and more like PCs anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're going for, because they know a lot of gamers are moving toward PCs, because you could build a PC and just keep upgrading to make it better. You don't have to buy a whole new system. I know quite a few people who are like, I'm not even getting a new system, I'm building a computer.
I see a lot of people trending towards that now.
That's what I try to do. I had I have a whole Google document of all the parts just because it's, I mean, you can play like other games that Xbox can't and PS4 can't or PS5.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Well, it sounds like they're seeing that they're moving towards trying to create some kind of unity between the PlayStation, Xbox, and PC gamers so we can all play the same games.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of cross-platforming games now, which is really cool.
I think so. And I think there'll be a level of free promotion for other systems or even PC that people will still buy these things regardless of what they have. I think it's a really good thing. So, and plus, we talked about it before, that just brings on competition where the companies are going to work harder to put out better product to differentiate themselves between the other platforms. I think it's a good thing.
Yep.
Let me ask this question. Do you consider me and Mike old?
No. I'd consider grandma, grandpa sort of old. Like I'm talking like 50, I don't know. Like 50 is still not that old because if you think about it, people live up to 100, so it's still half your age.
Nice. I like his logic.
Yeah.
So I'd say like,
I like it too.
Yeah.
I'd say like 60 is when you...
is when your start is official old.
60. I want to say old, but like, you know, you're getting to that point where, I mean, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, old, sure.
So we're still young, Mike. I like it.
It works for me.
Works for me, for sure. So it was great talking about both of the new consoles, and we're going to move towards another topic. It's the hot topic of the week. I texted you yesterday, Mike, if you had seen it, the anti-gun mall Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. For the people that don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to play an audio clip from it. Maybe kind of hard to hear, so I'll kind of like, if I can help with what's happening, I will. But I'm just going to play that real quick.
What do you want for Christmas?
So there's the Santa asking him what he wants for Christmas. You'll hear him say Nerf gun.
Nerf what? No guns.
Nerf gun.
There's not even a Nerf gun.
There's mom stepping in. He said Nerf gun.
If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But what else would you like? Lots of other toys. There's Legos, there's bicycles, there's cars and trucks. What do you think?
He's thinking about it, but he's
what do you think?
Trying to hold it together here.
Your
it's okay. We're dead.
Yep, and there's the tears. Yeah. So anyway, that's just the short clip. You know, the full video, I believe, is about a minute 40. It's BS for a mall Santa to... You stick to a script, dude.
Yeah.
You have one job, which is to make kids happy. And the kid didn't ask for a stick of dynamite. He asked for a Nerf gun. Even if your beliefs aren't support guns or whatever, just say, oh, okay, that's cool. Anything else? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
totally
just,
agree.
It's a Nerf gun, bro. Like that's all it is. It's just a toy. It's just I mean, it's what kids use. And...
Yeah, how classic of a toy is a Nerf gun?
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, we all had guns growing up. Connor, you had guns
growing
up.
I was stacked.
Yeah. So Connor's like, I was packing the heat. but you have fun with toys like that. And you know what? Even if the kid did ask for a BB gun, move on. Just say... Oh, cool. Is there anything else? You know, just play along. And even when the mom, I feel bad for the mom, she steps in and says, no, he said Nerf gun. You know, no, I don't. Nope. No guns. No guns over here. You know, just, oh, man. And, you know, good for the mom to hold it together because I'm sure inside she's probably like, oh, I'd love to tell you where to put it right now. You know?
Yeah.
For the sake of, you know, her not knowing how her son is viewing the Santa. She doesn't want to rip Santa a new stocking right in front of her kid.
chimney.
Yeah, but I mean...
Your job is to be a mall Santa, so nobody gives a crap about your view on guns.
Right.
The kid asked for a Nerf gun, not a Desert Eagle. I mean, it's a Nerf gun. Just be like, okay, well, I'll see what I can do, and move on. Nobody cares about your opinion.
Right.
You know, and these mall Santas, I mean, these guys, they do, some of them do bring home a good chunk of change and like do it as a like a career around Christmas. Like it's their thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, this guy won't be working as a Santa anymore.
No. I'm sure he got ran. Once that video uploaded, I bet you he got ran right out of that mall very quickly.
They probably chased him out with guns.
with a gun. But I love that people are stepping up and like donating to this kid, but not just donating him, but just basically saying, we realize you're going to get a ton of Nerf stuff. so maybe let's donate it to other kids that aren't going to get anything this year. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool. I love what Steven Crowder did as far as dressing up like Santa Claus and, you know, interviewing the kid. It was absolutely hysterical. Me and Connor watched it last night. That was just very cool. I mean, he literally stayed in character the whole time and was funny, kind of adult funny, but the kid didn't get it. You know, it was just...
Yeah,
kind of went over his head a little bit, but it was just very cool for him to do and totally changed the... You can see the kid's eyes light up, what he thought. And he basically just said, you know, Santa has a bunch of helpers that go out and, you know, obviously this guy didn't get trained properly. It was so funny. Connor, you got an opinion on this? Should Santa Claus be at the mall, be telling kids what to believe in? And
obviously not. Santa is a big part of your childhood. For a while, you believe it, and after a while, it gets ruined. Sucks, but for then, it's a big belief in, you know, like, Santa Claus, you know, and it's Christmas Day. I mean, when you're a kid, you're so excited, because, you know, you get all these presents, and, oh, I'm going to get a Nerf gun, and I'm going to get a wrestling toy, you know? If I were to do that, and that kid told me that to, like, me when I was younger, I would be heartbroken, too. You know, like, you feel sad. Like, it sucks.
It's traumatizing, almost.
It's traumatizing. It sucks. And,
you know, it would have been one thing if the mom had, like, told him beforehand, like, you know, if she was, like, you know, if they were anti-gun or whatever, if she told the guy beforehand, listen, he's going to ask for a Nerf gun. We don't really, you know, we're not huge gun people.
Yeah, do what you can do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been one thing.
Right.
And we're not trying to get political here because that's not, but a Santa shouldn't be saying, oh, no guns.
Nothing at all. I mean,
especially when it's a Nerf gun.
Right. Even if it was knife related, like let's say the kid was big into camping and, you know, he researched his little Swiss Army knives and like, I want a, you know, a Swiss Army with double blade, whatever. And even if the Santa registered, like, okay, that is technically a weapon, like for a 4-year-old, no way. It's still not his place to say no. That's the parent's decision to say no. They should be trained properly to just say, oh, really? That's what you want? Okay, anything else? Just move on from it. It's so simple.
If he was going to say anything, he should have just said, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, like a joke. Yeah, exactly. It really irritated me, and I'm, you know, it was heartbreaking for the kid, heartbreaking for the mom. I do think some good's going to come out of it as far as maybe exposure to just other Santa Claus across America, learning to just stay on your duties. Just
stay in your freaking lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane. Santa. Know what your job is. Maybe some better training protocols from the higher-ups of the Mall Santa world. You know. And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
So today we had a great conversation. Mike virtual, my son Connor in studio. We talked about the new gaming systems, our first impressions and opinions of them. We also talked about anti-gun Mall Santa.
You can head over to the social media pages of the Vulgar Burrito Podcast and leave them on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We want to hear from you guys.
So with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Connor.
And we'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.